Hey guys, and welcome to this very special bonus episode of Swiftcast. We have an awesome guest joining us today. You may know her as one of today's fastest rising female country stars, and she was also a special guest at Taylor's 1989 World Tour stop in Nashville. So please welcome Kelsea Ballerini.
Hey.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, of course. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, before I ask anything else, I just have to congratulate you because I heard that you're about to get the Rising Star Award from Billboard.
Yes, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. So we get to do that this week, and that event is so cool, and I know that those awards are so like coveted, and I'm stoked to be a part of that event this year.
So that's at the Women in Music event, which basically honors women from all different genres. Is there something you're most excited about for that event?
Well, me and Loretta Lynn are the only two country artists, so I'm stoked to be able to kind of represent country music there. And then also meet Lady Gaga, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's a priority for sure. It seems like such a big time for females in country. Not that there haven't always been a lot, but it seems like lately, especially, more and more female artists are debuting onto the radio, and it's really great to see.
Yeah, it's awesome. I feel like for a while people were talking a lot about kind of the lack of females, and so it's been so cool to be a part of this wave in the last year of, Maddie and Tay and Mickey and me and Cam, that get to be the new females on country radio. And it's been cool because we're all friends too. So it's just fun to kind of encourage each other and start being on the radio at the same time together.
Yeah, definitely. It does seem like that, like a new generation sort of formed within the past year or so. And when your first single came out, Love Me Like You Mean It, it was a huge hit, obviously. And it was the first debut single from any female country solo artist that's gone number one on the Billboard chart since, I think, Carrie Underwood in 2009. So that was just, for me, really impressive to see that.
Thank you. I didn't even know that was a thing until after Love Me hit number one, and Carrie Underwood's had a huge, brilliant career since Jesus Took the Wheel, and it is so like exciting to hopefully like mirror a career like that.
And so you sort of came onto the country scene right around the same time that Taylor Swift went from country to pop. So it seemed like she sort of opened up the doors for all these females to join.
I think Taylor completely changed country music in the most beautiful, brilliant way. And for me, I started listening to country when I was 12, 13 years old, and that's right when Taylor put out her first record. So like my whole memory of country music involves her. So she's a huge part of like my country knowledge.
And we know that she's been a fan of you for quite a while. She's always been really vocal about that. And I think back in the spring of this year, when your single first got on the radio, she tweeted about how much she loved it. And that really brought a lot of new listeners that found out about you that way.
As a new artist, all you want is for your music to be heard, and for that to be the way that it was heard, for her, to be that vocal and post about it. That got so many new ears on my music, and like that was such a huge deal to me.
So when you were making your album the first time, did you always know that Love Me Like You Mean It was going to be the debut single?
Yes. We kind of built the record around Love Me because I feel like when we wrote that song, that was kind of the moment that we found a sound, and we found kind of what I found what I wanted to say in like when I wrote that song. So yeah, we kind of built the record around it.
That's awesome. And I think that I and a lot of others predicted that as soon as Taylor's tour got to Nashville, she was going to bring you out to sing that song because it seemed like such a perfect Nashville opportunity.
I literally, that's like the highlight of my life. It was so cool. Not only to sing my song with her, but like I've watched every tour Taylor's done in that arena in Nashville, and to be able to be a part of this tour and, come up on the lift and sing my song with her in that arena. I mean, it was a special moment for me.
That's so awesome. And was that at that point the biggest crowd that you played to?
Yeah, I had played like I think the CMT Awards before that, but just like in like I did like a chorus of Love Me. And so I it was like the same place, but it wasn't the same at all.
Yeah, definitely a different environment. I feel like I see so many articles that say just last year, Kelsey was a fan at this award show, and now look, she's up receiving awards. So that's just amazing that how quickly your life can change like that.
It's awesome.
And then, so since you joined Taylor, that was in September, you've been really busy. You've just been touring all over the place. Do you have a favorite venue of all the other venues you've performed at?
Ooh, that's a good question. Not really. I mean, I've gotten to do a lot of like smaller clubs and like country bars and stuff this year because I tour hopped a lot. I wasn't really on a full tour. So I get to do more like bigger venues and stuff next year. Because we're doing two different like major tours. I'll probably start learning a lot more about like really special venues to play next year.
Well, I'm a little biased to Joe's Bar here in Chicago, where you're going to be coming in a couple of months.
I know. I get to play there on the Next Woman tour with Jana. And I remember it being insane. And that was like before Love Me even peaked. I just remember that crowd knowing every word to every song I put out at that point. So I'm definitely excited to come back.
I'm really excited. I'm definitely looking forward to that show a lot. Joe's Bar always just seems to bring out really high level crowds. Like all the biggest country music fans, I feel like, in the Midwest flock to Joe's. So I know you're going to have an amazing show there.
I know how legendary it is, too.
Well, and you did something else lately that I thought was really cool. You brought out Tori Kelly as your special guest in LA.
Yeah, it was my first time doing an LA play, and I mean it's such a magical city there, and I've gotten to know Tori over the last year, and I was like, hey, any chance you're in town? I want to come sing, and she was nice enough to do it. It was so much fun. I'm such a fan of her.
I am too, and I saw the video of you guys together. I think it was a great collaboration.
Thank you. I adore her.
Are there any other special guests that are on your wish list for the future?
I have this dream that I want to put a collaboration on every record, and it didn't happen for the first record, but I'm already starting to like plot for my next one because I just love when two artists come together that you don't really expect and make something beautiful, and I have my list of people that I'm like aiming for.
Well, that'll be great to see. That's always awesome. I love seeing what unexpected collaborations people come up with on their albums. And actually, a ton of our listeners have been tweeting at us asking if you have any sort of idea when your second album could come out, which I'm sure is very early planning still.
It's not actually, we are in January, but I think we're going to hold off on putting the whole thing out till probably 2017. And that's not for sure yet, but it'll probably be the top of 2017.
Yeah, that makes sense to give the first time album a little more time to get out there and for people to hear it.
Totally. Because
Do you
with every single put out off of the record, more ears get on the actual whole record, so I just want to make sure it has the life that I wrote it for, you know?
have any idea what you might release to radio as your next single after Dibs?
Yes, I do. I don't think I can tell you yet, but it's my favorite song on the whole album.
Well, thanks again so much for joining us, Kelsey.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you in Chicago.
All right. Thanks so much, Kelsey.
Bye.
If you guys haven't already done so, you should definitely buy The First Time, which is Kelsey's debut full-length album on iTunes, and go to kelseyballerini.com to see if she's coming to a city near you on her upcoming tour. And before we go, here is a clip from her current single, Dibs, which you can request on your local country radio station. Bye, guys.
If you got a kiss on your lips that you're looking for somebody to take, if you got a heart that ain't afraid to love, ain't afraid to break, if you got a body not free and a shotgun, see you will have to say, I ain't got nowhere to be. So baby, I'll take whatever it is you got to give. Yeah, I'm calling dibs on your lips,
on your kiss, on your time, but I'm calling dibs on your hand, on your heart. Thank you for listening to this episode of Swiftcast. Visit us on the web at theswiftcast.com. Swiftcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift, Big Machine Label Group, or 13 Management.